Well, what's up, all you stars and studs? This is Maria Canales, and you are listening to WNS Podcast.
You are now listening to the official Wrestling News Source Podcast. For all of your wrestling information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com or find us on Facebook by searching WrestlingNewsSource.com or WNS Podcast. You can also follow us on YouTube, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Now, here are your hosts, Daniel Herron and Tyler Hebert.
That's right, what's up, everyone? I am Daniel Herron.
I'm Tyler Hebert.
We welcome you to episode 546 of the official podcast for WrestlingNewsSource.com. Check us out on Facebook, WrestlingNewsSource.com. You can find us on Facebook, WNS Podcast, on YouTube, WNS Video, and on iTunes by searching Wrestling News Source Podcast.
We're on Spotify and Amazon Music. Just search Wrestling News Source Podcast.
And you can also follow us on all the other socials. You know the drill.
Yeah,
you know where we're at. So
do
welcome to
it.
The show. Got a little bit to talk about. This is going to be sort of a speed round type episode because Mr. Hebert's got somewhere important to be, apparently. So we've got to, make sure
I
we
gotta
hit.
I got to go pick up a little man that can't drive.
Well, I mean, come on. How old is he?
Two.
Dude, cut the umbilical cord already.
He's two.
It's time for him to start learning. Got to do something.
Yep.
Tell him, dude, man, like rent. 2 years overdue.
Yep.
Let's go. Get out there and get a job.
Yeah, come on now.
Back in my day. Anyways, Tyler, how you doing?
Sleepy.
Yeah? Just got off of work. Yeah. Rode your bike over here.
Yep, I rode my bicycle to your
rode
house.
Rode your bike from school.
You're a wuss.
No, there's nothing wrong with riding a bike. Many people do it. Some people, if they're able to, they can commute to it, and you're fortunate enough to be able to as well.
Yeah.
But man, I don't envy you for doing it during the middle of the day wearing a black t-shirt in this humidity. Like, that's where I'm kind of like, I'm good.
Just take your shirt off.
Nah, I'm not going to be doing that. No one wants to see that. I don't want to see that. I don't want you to see that. So, we're going to pass
I took my shirt off when I rode my bicycle down the road.
With no handlebars?
With no handlebars.
No handlebars?
No handlebars.
Anywho.
Are you tired?
Man, I tell you, like, once we start doing the show, I start yawning. It's the strangest thing, but it happens.
So what's up with you?
Well, I'm in the process of getting a new job. Supposed to be starting on Monday, so the old one didn't really work out the way I had hoped, but that's okay, because, you know, it was a stressful environment and which I was placed, and
yeah.
My wife could tell I was unhappy, so, something else came along, and it was funny, I set in for the interview and all that, and they're like, dude, you're overqualified for this job, so if you're working with us and you want to look for something else, we totally understand. So, they seem very understanding about it, so not too bad, but we'll see how it goes over the course of time, but often... new chapters in life and new adventures. I know. I'm telling
you. Now you got me on.
I know. I'm sorry. I can't stop.
Jeez.
So you were unable to watch Backlash this past weekend. I was fortunate enough to be able to catch it.
So that for us, that was earlier in the day.
It was around noon. Yeah. And it was, I think that was great. Like, I would totally be fine with like a Saturday midday pay-per-view for any wrestling promotion. Like,
yeah.
You want to put it on? Because that way, once you're done, it's like, okay, now I have like the rest of the day to do something. You know, I can go out to dinner or go hang out with friends or something. Or,
yeah. You
know, like we did, we drove to Dave and Buster's.
Oh, cool.
We were just like, hey, we haven't been to Dave and Buster's in a long time. Let's go check it out. And so we went and played there for a while and ate some of the food and, you know, ended up having
time.
A good time. It
used
was
to
awesome.
Go all the time. Now I don't go at all.
Hardly ever. Now you got to bring the kids. Those darn kids.
Dang it.
Those life choices you made.
I need to have a better truck and then take off during the day and just go to Dave and Buster's.
Yeah. But all in all, I really enjoyed Backlash. I thought the crowd was one of the best crowds ever, if not of all time. Like,
that's pretty good.
That's how hyped up they were. Like, from start to finish, even during the pre-show, they were like,
well, they don't
up.
Get anything.
Mm-mm. The rare occasion that they get one, get a show, you know, once a year if they're lucky. So,
yeah.
For, you know, for them, yeah, like.
So, to get a pay-per-view?
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly.
Yeah. So, it happened in Lyon, I believe. but it was originally planned to go into Paris, but because of the Olympics, none of the venues were available because they're like, hey, we got to get everything ready for this. So sorry, we can't do that. So they chose it to Lyon, and man, those fans turned out. It was insane. If you haven't watched it, go and watch it. Not necessarily for the wrestling. The wrestling itself was fine, but the crowd they took it to a whole new level.
I think this may be I don't know if it's an unpopular opinion, but I don't care. I think they need to do a WrestleMania overseas.
I would agree. I think that the time has come to where, like, look, it's 2024. You know, we have advances in technology, yeah, and we can
Canada do, or UK. Well, yeah, not overseas, but I mean Canada's.
I mean, either one. I'd be fine with them going to Vancouver. I'd be fine with them going to Wembley. You know,
yeah.
I think those crowds are deserving.
Yeah,
they're,
for sure.
They show up and show out. And, you know, I feel like, why not? You know, what's really holding them back? You know, because I think, like I said, the timing, having the pay-per-view during the middle of the day, I thought that was great.
Yeah.
And I feel like that would work out for more people, like in Japan and more in the UK, because they're like, okay, it's evening time for us, or it's nighttime in Japan, where it's like middle of the day for Americans. Like, I don't really see the problem.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be, yeah, I think they totally should. Hopefully maybe by 45. Because they announced that WrestleMania 41 is going to be taking place
in
Las Vegas. Yep. So,
Sorry, my mind when you said 45, I'm like, 2000?
2045, man. Like, if we don't have one by then.
I was like, whoa.
If we don't have one by then, it's over.
Damn.
They're just not getting one.
Yeah.
But I feel, since we're in the Paul Levesque era and he's open to changing a few things, I mean, I feel like it would be successful. I feel like there'd be enough American fans that'd be willing to travel there to try and go. And I feel like there'd be enough interest in the UK to have one. They've wanted one for ever.
Yeah.
You know, they've had what, like a SummerSlam, two SummerSlams. Now they're starting to build a couple of premium live events to be taking place there.
Yeah.
But it's like, why not? Give them a WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Let them show us how it's done.
Because
those crowds get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's insane to go and watch Backlash and listen to the crowd and how rowdy are. And then you tune in for a Raw and like they're just dead silent.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. But we aren't going to go like match by match because, like I said, we're on a time crunch for this week. So one of the big things that happened during Backlash was Tonga Loa making an appearance.
Camacho!
Yes, formerly known as Camacho. Missed his spot. I don't know if you saw the video of that. So he came out from under the ring during a pinfall, but he was late to grab the ref's leg. And so, like, the ref, like, magically moved his leg to, like, pull himself out and, like, did it as he was passing by.
Oh, shit. I guess I'll do it myself.
Pretty much. Like, this is where it's supposed to happen. So, yeah. It's like, that's not a good start. But I think it was a big shock to a lot of people because they didn't know that Tonga Loa was a free agent.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he'll get more of a push this time.
Mm-hmm. And there's
and been, don't give him a bicycle.
There's been talk that they're holding off on Jacob Fatu making his debut because they're afraid he's going to outshine Solo Sikoa. So they're trying to build him up as a beast before they bring in Jacob Fatu. So
what's that say about Solo?
Good it Lord. Tells me that they've had plenty of time to build him up, and they're now scrambling to be like, oh shit, we gotta do something.
In your opinion.
In my opinion.
Is it Solo's group? Is Jacob gonna join, you think, Solo's group? Or is Jacob gonna join Roman and Jimmy? Because I could picture this, but please don't tell me they're gonna do this shit. Say if Jacob joins Solo in that group, right? And then Roman comes back and he has Jimmy they're going to recruit Jay back in because that part of the bloodline's good. So you're going to have Jay go back into the bloodline again just to help out.
Well, Jay and Paul Heyman sort of had a passing in the hallway where, like, Paul kind of gave him a look of, like, can you please help me? So I don't know if it would be just, like, a one-time thing or what, but I don't... It's too soon to tell. I've heard... Or I've seen a lot of comments about what they speculate is going to happen. It's like, oh, you're going to have a fourth member, and it's going to be The Rock, or it's going to be Sami Zayn, or it's going to be, you know, Jacob Fatu. So it's just, it's too up in the air right now. I want to see where this story is going before.
Because I think it's going to be a while before Roman comes back.
Yeah, for sure. But WWE has made some moves, making a few releases. 9 NXT stars, including Drew Gulak, which a lot of people speculate.
Triple H said they just didn't renew his contract.
That's what they're saying, but I'm wondering if they did like an internal investigation and was like, hey, it'd probably be best if you...
I think they didn't really find anything, but it was in the... I mean, you can believe everything you read on the internet, right?
Yeah.
That's what Abraham Lincoln said.
He did say that.
And George Washington.
I was there for that.
Yep. I mean, Ronda Rousey brought it up and stuff, so that makes them look bad. You know, she's also has a thing against them, too, because there's probably some shady-ass shit going on, too. Not just the Drew Gulak thing. I'm not talking about that, but just higher up and stuff with, you know. Like,
and it is strange for her to mention Drew Gulak.
Yeah,
it's
kind of out
of nowhere. Yeah. It's kind of like, and then there's been other stories that have come out saying, like, Drew Gulak's a bully and intentionally hurting people.
Yeah, I really don't know. And then there was a thing with Cody said about Drew Gulak.
I missed that one.
God, I feel like worthless journalist. I don't know if there was an interview. I read it, but I didn't, like, hear it. Something along the lines that, who would he call? Cody called someone in the company. Okay, I don't know my shit. Something about Drew Gulak. I forgot. I'm a dumbass. Scratch it off. My brain's not here.
Nah, it's fine. So Cody obviously had some issues with Drew Gulak as well. Or was he trying to defend him?
No, he was not defending him.
Okay. So then there might be some truth behind it. Who knows? Another release from WWE, Gabe Stevenson.
Man. I've always said this, even when they got him, because they got the kid. He's going to be the next Brock Lesnar, right?
Boy.
And they put him on the Raw roster.
No, I think they were looking for Kurt Angle with him, because he's an Olympian wrestler.
I heard Brock Lesnar, but I could be wrong. Or maybe it was Kurt Angle. Oh, shit. Dude, my brain's not here. And they put him on the Raw roster. I remember that. And he made some appearances. And then, dude, I did, like, follow reporters, and they were like, oh, well, he's going back to do amateur wrestling again. Yep. He did that for years, too. Mm-hmm. He would pop back in, I guess, to do stuff at the Performance Center.
Yeah.
Then just, oh, guess what? This season he's doing it. I was like, this motherfucker keeps going back to amateur wrestling. You're going to really keep him? Does he really want to do this? Like, don't
this
get me wrong.
Motherfucker doesn't want to wrestle.
Stay with amateur wrestling, that's fine.
Yeah.
Don't go to WWE. Like, I'm not bashing you. If you like amateur wrestling, do it. Don't keep going back and forth. And I think they tolerated that for a while.
Yeah.
And then he came back, and he was part of NXT for a while, and they were booing that motherfucker in NXT. And his brother is actually in NXT also.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's part of actually Drew Gulak's stable.
Oh.
That catch point.
Mm.
No
former.
No quarter catch.
Yeah.
I forgot what his name. He's actually in the WWE video game too, 2024. I forgot his name, but it's not Stevenson.
Yeah.
But people were booing that motherfucker. And, like, he didn't, like, get over so well and stuff. And it's like, I think just because you took so long, I'm not kidding. It was like 4 or 5 years.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. And, like, they announced you're going to be on the Raw roster too. And they're trying to get you to do this and stuff. And you just like, and I don't know what's going through his head. Like, how can you keep going back and forth for at least 5 years? Like, maybe I can do this one more season.
I want to go back for this tournament.
Let's do this. Oh, let me do this again.
I want to try and go for the Olympics.
So it didn't surprise me at all they released him.
Yeah.
Well, okay. If now they've learned their lesson because they're doing stuff a little differently, don't roll out the red carpet. Even if you find a like a gold Olympian or whatever, do not roll the carpet
unless they're
out
willing to commit.
Yes, like fully commit.
Yeah, because that's what Kurt Angle did.
But that
like
was
he
different.
Was, he was done with Olympic wrestling and was like, okay, time for something new. Yep.
This kid wasn't.
No,
but this was 5 years ago. Whatever, that was a different time period than it is now.
Yeah.
And Vince was like, okay, well, he's good on his word, I guess, or he's going to. Or
under new management.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, it's time to release that guy, really, for sure. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of the, what's it called, NIL?
Next in line or
next
something.
Next in line people. I read up on the bio and stuff. There's people who never had matches who just didn't pan out. And you're going to have that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But whatever.
Well, he might be gone. You know what else is gone? One of AJ Styles' signature moves. The spiral tap. Are you familiar with that one?
No.
Apparently he jumps off the top rope and does sort of like a corkscrew.
Oh, that one?
Yeah. AJ Styles announced he is officially retiring it, stating, quote, "If you don't use it, you lose it. That's 100% the case. I just lost it."
Yeah.
He held it in his back pocket for too long, and now he doesn't think he can do it anymore. So
I don't blame him. You're getting up there.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not old, but wrestling-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't
but
do
he basically
shit.
He basically said, you know, leave it to Will Ospreay and those type of guys to go and try that move if they want.
Always just keep the flying bip, though.
Flying bip.
The phenomenal forearm, in my eyes, is called the flying bip.
Bip. Bip. We've already talked about WrestleMania 41 going to Vegas. We going to Vegas? You want to go to Vegas? On 420?
Is it on 420?
It'll be 419 and 420.
Is RVD and Riddle going to be there?
Hey, it's possible.
Hey, man.
Bro.
And Booker T.
Bro. Yeah. Someone who wants to host WrestleMania or possibly a Royal Rumble is Saudi Arabia. They've come out saying, hey, we've had some of our...
Wait, Royal Rumble or what?
Or WrestleMania.
No, not a WrestleMania. Yeah. That's one place you want to be like, don't need to do that.
Nah.
Do not. Because they may bring the money, but people are not going to, Americans are not going to fly there.
No.
Or people from UK or Canada or wherever, they're not going to fly to Saudi Arabia.
Yep. So.
How
do you navigate those waters?
Yeah.
Glad that's not my department. So I know that we all know that Raw's moving to Netflix next year.
Yep.
There was some question as to what's going to happen in the couple of months between when Raw's contract with the USA Network expires and when they join Netflix. But those have been resolved. The USA Network worked out a deal to continue covering Raw until they make the switch to Netflix in 2020.
How long? Like,
I think it's like 3-4 months. Something like that. Because it was up in the air. It was like, what was going to happen?
Give me that money, son.
Pretty much. I mean, you can just broadcast it on the network every night. Yeah. Wouldn't that make sense? I don't know. Did you see what happened with Ric Flair at the bar?
Yeah. Okay. So before, like, you sent me the video, I'm like, what is going on here? He's just, like, griping out the people, but I don't understand. But they're being calm, but I don't really understand what happened before.
He was drunk. He got drunk, and they cut him off, and he tried to tell them, why the fuck are you cutting me off?
What's your name? Something. Dickhead?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And then he tried to backtrack. I felt, well, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
At first, you were going against them, dude. Like, and then you got called out, and there's proof.
Yeah, there's video evidence of it. That's
come on, Rick.
Thing.
God damn, dude.
Yeah. So he has since apologized for it, but I mean, I think that's just because the video came out and showed proof. He also revealed during his final match when we were watching and being like, oh God, this guy's about to die in the ring. He got very close because he announced that he had suffered a heart attack. Like, what the hell?
What would it be like? Breaking news, everybody. Ric Flair's, very last match now, not last match, very, very, very last match is going to be against Hulk Hogan.
Oh, brother.
Oh, my God. He had a heart attack. Oh, my God. He just broke his hip more.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. He did that leg drop and broke. He just broke.
Everyone's broken. Final bit of Hot Topic news that I have, at least that I had written down. Season 4 of AEW's Fight Forever, now going to be available, adding Samoa Joe, Jay White, and Adam Copeland to the roster, along with two new arenas, brand new tournament mode, 30 new movesets, and 52 new skin and attire options, and 5 new music tracks.
You reminded me of something that I forgot to tell you.
You remind me of...
Because I have an Xbox Series X. I bought the other day AEW Fight Forever for $10.
Nice.
At Walmart. And then they had The Witcher 3 for $20.
Yeah. So I bought that. Did you toss a coin to your Witcher?
I did.
Good job.
Well, I haven't played that stuff because I don't have the time, but I bought them since it was cheap. I was like, AEW. And I wanted to play it on something other than a Switch because the graphics on the Switch suck ass.
Yeah.
So...
Are they much better on the Xbox?
I haven't played it. Tell you what, it's not going to be better than WWE 2K24.
Yeah.
That game is fun. I still haven't got super far. I started that whatever mode.
You did create John Dynamite,
John Dynamite. The only thing I'm in the middle of doing is creating his moveset.
Nice. Did you create his entrance?
Yeah, I did.
You have a badass entrance? Or he's kind of just walked to the ring?
It was all right. Mm. It wasn't like,
dude. You gotta get
from my memory serves me correctly. It wasn't like a lot of extras.
You gotta be over the top extra. I know,
but I can't wait to the story mode. I haven't had a chance to play.
Give him Naomi's entrance.
No,
with Cody's pyro.
Maybe
that's what you do.
But I want to play sometime this weekend. I don't know if I'll. No, during the day this weekend I won't be able to. Maybe during the night. That's why I'm always tired on the week. Days and stuff because I don't have time during the day.
Yeah.
So I stay up late at night. Sometimes I'll get like 30 minutes into it. I'm like, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. And sometimes I'm like, oh, it's 4:00. I need to go to bed.
Yep. I know that feeling.
I just want to play for a whole day and not be interrupted. That's all I want.
I just want you to play Helldivers with me. That's all I want because you're the one who convinced me to get the game.
Did I?
And you're like, dude, have you heard of Helldivers? I was like, yeah, I heard.
No,
like,
oh, it wasn't me.
Pretty sure it was.
No, it wasn't.
So you're like, oh, you should get Helldivers. So I got it.
I don't think so.
And then I was like, we should all play together.
Michael told me about it. I think I may have told you I'm going to play it, but I didn't know it was going to be awesome or not. It's like, Michael's going to get it.
It's very awesome.
You're obsessed with it.
I am. I love that game. It's awesome. And it's fun because like they're constantly adding updates to it. They're buffing and nerfing weapons to make you kind of like change up your approach. You know?
Cool!
So that there's no like one right way to play the game. You know,
a lot of people are like shit.
Well, yeah, because it's one of those where it's like if they notice that everyone's using one particular gun, they'll go and like nerf it. They'll be like, no,
play with something else. One day we'll bring back the power.
Yeah, and. They had an interesting situation with Sony, who, you know, obviously they put out the game. Sony tried to come out and say, hey, we know how much you're all loving playing Helldivers, but if you're playing on Steam, on PC, you're going to have to create a Sony account in order to play. And everyone's like, this is just to boost your numbers. Like,
yeah. You
know, we don't want to do that. And so... Everyone started like changing their positive reviews to negative. And so like you can see it like go like straight down, and the developers of the game were even encouraging it. They're like, keep it up. Like eventually they're going to have to make a change. And sure enough, Sony came out and backtracked. Hey, we don't need to do that. And
yeah.
So yeah, it's considered a big win.
You don't need to do this shit. There's still cross play. So it's you don't need to make a fucking account.
Yeah. No, but they were trying to make it seem like you did, but everyone called them out on their bullshit. It'd be like, you're just trying to boost your numbers. You got a quarterly, you know, thing coming up. So
I don't know if it's next week.
Corporate bullshit is what it is.
Next week or the following week, the first DLC for WWE 2K24 comes out.
Mm.
It's the ECW Punk Pack.
Nice.
Sandman, Dudley's, Punk, and someone else. But guess what? I'm going to put Punk in universe mode and beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
And where he's going to be injured constantly.
Sounds like a plan. I'll
always interrupt his match.
Yeah.
Go in there with a chair and beat the hell out of him. Keep doing it until he's injured.
Just take him out.
Mm-hmm.
Make him
when he comes back, I'm going to injure him again.
Make him an unplayable character.
He will lose all of his matches.
As long as you have the power behind it.
I have the power.
You are the power.
Yep.
Man, what do you think of X-Men 97?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I don't know where they're going from here, but it's one more episode.
Yeah.
And, dude, this whole season's been amazing.
Let's keep it spoiler-free just in case any of our listeners haven't caught up yet.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to say anything.
Damn, what an episode. The last, couple minutes of episode 9 was insane.
I need to watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I tend to watch the episode more than once so I can try to catch things and stuff.
You watch it, then you watch the new Rockstars breakdown, then you watch it again and be like, oh, yeah.
That's, the number one review show that I watch when it comes, because they do catch, almost everything.
Yeah.
If not everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they're good at what they do.
They better be.
Otherwise,
people stop watching.
Tell you what.
Pizza.
Mephisto. Mephisto.
It's coming.
Yep.
Mephisto.
They're like, what? No. New rock stars. If you watch that, you know what I'm talking about.
I know.
Not X-Men. Leave me alone. Fisting.
Mephisto.
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 Go through your face-o.
Oh. Anyways, you got anything else wrestling related?
I'm trying to think. I'll tell you what, that the next AEW pay-per-view is going to be good, the Elite versus
Double or Nothing.
FTR, Eddie Kingston, and Danielson.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a damn good match.
It's going to be fun to watch.
I'm telling you what, and people are like, oh, Danielson's doing stuff just to do stuff. I'm telling you what, this year he's been kicking fucking ass. He's having the matches he wants. He's doing great. He's had probably the best match of the, I don't know if people say year, decade, whatever. It's considered
close to being all time.
All time, you know, Will Ospreay and Danielson. Good Lord.
Sheesh. Yeah, it was a good match.
Yeah, for sure.
I enjoyed it quite a bit. And Double or Nothing is going to be taking place on my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Well, happy birthday.
You going to bail on your wife to come watch wrestling with me on her birthday, but also my birthday?
I don't know.
I'm going to paint you in a corner.
Don't do that.
A dirty corner.
We'll talk about it later.
Has she made any birthday plans yet?
No.
Well, there you go. I'm calling dibs.
I can't do that. I don't know. I get it. I don't know.
You want to know why? Because I'm calling firsties.
So I missed that show.
She can just deal with it. How about that? How about them odds?
I don't know.
How do you like them apples?
I don't know. What type of apples are those?
I'll talk to your wife. I'm not scared of her.
Mangoes.
Anywho. Well, I guess that's all we got for this week. Short episode this week, but, you know, just something to get you through your day. If you have any questions for us, feel free to leave it on our Facebook page, Jimenez Podcast. You can check us out on WrestlingNewsSource.com, WrestlingNewsSource.com on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes by searching Wrestling News Source Podcast.
And all the things.
All the damn things.
Do the damn thing, the thing, the thing.
Do your damn thing, do your thing, the thing.
Oh, I got to say, on Amazon.
Yeah, there you go.
And Spotify. Just search Wrestling News Source Pod the cast.
They got to know where to find us.
Do it.
In case they haven't found us yet. So there you go. For the podcast crew, I am Daniel Heron.
I'm Tyler Hebert.
And we will catch you all on the next one. Laters.